Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the long and short of Scott Kelly's return from space. True fact, astronaut Scott Kelly grew 2 inches taller during his 340 days in space. How did that happen? James Corden has the surprising details, and Stephen Colbert has an idea for how Kelly should take advantage of being taller. Seth Meyers has the inside story on how Kelly survived all that time in space, where you can't exactly run out to a 7-Eleven when there's nothing left to drink. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is back. American astronaut Scott Kelly returned from the International Space Station yesterday after spending almost a full year in space. Incredible. A record-breaking year in space, so I guess that means that my 10 months in space are now completely irrelevant. Thanks, Scott.
Now, because he was up there for so long, NASA is now studying the effects that prolonged weightlessness has on the human body. And this is fascinating. This is true. He returned 2 inches taller than when he went to space. Hopefully, that extra height will give this Navy captain and astronaut some confidence.
But upon returning, and this is true, Scott Kelly measured 2 inches taller. And this is due to his vertebrae not being compressed in a low-gravity environment and the fact that he started wearing heels. Space changes a man.
Now, this is also true. This extra 2 inches is only temporary, so I hope he takes this opportunity to be allowed on all the rides at the amusement park till he shrinks, okay?
When he landed, waiting for him on the tarmac was Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife. And I'm going to say it right now. There's got to be an easier way to meet Jill Biden. I mean, a year in space gets you a meet and greet with the vice president's wife. What do you have to do to meet the president? Like, I feel like Obama meets everyone. He's met Ludacris. He's met Zach Braff. He's met the champions of the WNBA. A guy lives in space for almost an entire year, and Obama's like, send Joe Biden's wife. There's a wife.
NASA estimates that during his year in space, astronaut Scott Kelly drank almost 200 gallons of water filtered from his own urine and sweat. And then on the last day, he found all the Fiji bottles he'd brought with him. Why?
Clearly, Scott Kelly's been gone for a long time, but one thing he definitely didn't lose in space is his sense of humor. Take a look at him talking about his flight from the drop zone to his hometown in Houston.
I know it's late, and it would have been great to get here quicker. I'm used to going 17,500 miles an hour, but this airplane doesn't do quite that.
Woo! Banger! I mean, you just know that later he was defending that joke, going, well, actually, that joke works a lot better in space. Like, when I told that up there, God, that Russian guy laughed pretty hard.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.